This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As temperatures drop this week, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston opened a cold weather shelter in the northeast part of the city. The city council had rejected plans for the emergency site last month, but the mayor's office still has the authority to open the site at a former DoubleTree hotel. Johnston says the site, quote, does the most good for the most people in this bitter cold. The move defied District Councilmember Chantel Lewis's pleas for Johnston to spread the shelters citywide. The Littleton Public School District is paying $3.8 million to three families whose autistic and nonverbal children were abused by a school bus aide. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Police say the abuse took place between September 2023 and March 2024. School buses are equipped with surveillance cameras, but the district wasn't routinely monitoring them. The aide, Kiara Jones, pleaded guilty earlier this month in state court to several felonies. The families also filed a civil lawsuit against the district, and this week a settlement was approved by the school board. Littleton Public Schools says they're taking steps to more frequently review the surveillance footage on buses. The families also have an ongoing lawsuit against the Joshua School, which the kids attended. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Home prices in Colorado Springs dropped dramatically in December. The median price of a single-family house fell $30,000 to $460,000. That's the lowest price the region saw all of last year. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says nearly 11,000 homes were sold region-wide in 2025, well behind home sales seen during the pandemic. This is CPR News.